Welcome to episode 30, Tablets for Vulnerable People. This episode is the 30th in this series. I can't believe that we've had 30 weeks of producing these podcasts, and I hope that you're finding them useful. This particular podcast refers to finding devices that people can access for free through charities that we work with that actually enables you to get that free technology. The only qualification is that you're vulnerable or lonely. So as a result of COVID-19, it's brought to the fore the need for people to have technologies that they can stay in touch with their family and friends with, as they cannot meet them face to face. So the websites that I would draw your attention to, do look at the notes, I will put them in there, is devices.now, which is from future.now.uk, and wavelength.org.uk. Devices.now provides tablets and portable mobile equipment for the use of those people who are considered vulnerable, people with learning disabilities and various kinds of disabilities that may inhibit their ability to access being with people. The second one, Wavelength, deals with loneliness and those who are isolated, the elderly and those with mental health needs. And wavelength.org.uk actually enables you to find the resources to make this work. So this particular podcast deals with this, and we are looking at how equipment can be accessed. In other words, you have to be able to apply to these organisations to ensure that you can perhaps get a device in the way that you want it. So how you could do that is by getting in touch with them. You can do that through their website. There is a request for equipment, and you can apply through devices.now that way. For Wavelength, it's different, and I'm just looking now at their website to work out how you make an application to them. So these organisations, they have a lot of donating going on, but applying for help, you can either apply as an individual or a group, which could be very useful for those people who are working in the area who need to apply on behalf of a particular group that we can use. There's some useful videos there and information about how you do that. So that concludes our podcast for this week. Hope you enjoyed it, and hopefully see you next week for another edition of Smiles Podcast Assistive Technology. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.